and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt.
And I'm Sir Jimmy of House Nuts. Welcome back to our Song of Ice and Fire book club. Today, Matt, what are we into?
We have a raven. We found ourselves a little short on time, but this is a follow-up, actually, to our Aria episode. So it does, which we, you know, did, it's not too long ago. So it does fit kind of in here. And rather than not doing an episode this week, I was like, well, maybe we just have time for Raven. So this will be a little bit of a shorter episode, but, you know, vacations sometimes, you know.
No, and by vacations, you mean child
work. Yeah. And Jimmy's working 80 hours this week or this in the, in 80 hours in half a week this week. So, so here we go. We're just going to dive in. So this, it comes from Sir Aaron. Okay. And he says, "Hey, Sir Matt and Sir Jimmy, I listened to your most recent episode on Arya 13, and with the talk of her journey to Braavos, the gears started turning in my head. We've all been guessing for so long where Arya will end up at the end of the series, and I think it only really has one logical conclusion. It's not sailing west of Westeros, obviously. Similar to the show, she doesn't strike me as someone to marry another young lord and settle down. I think the only possible end to her journey is to become a Silent Sister. If we think about the various theories about who she will end up killing in the end, a lot of people think she will kill Lady Stoneheart, which would have a profound effect on her. Plus, with her being so young and experiencing so much death and possibly becoming a faceless man, and mayhaps wanting to atone for the guilt of her acts, what could possibly better fit for her than her becoming no one among the anonymous Silent Sisters, while still revering the stranger and caring for the dead? I tried searching because I thought someone else must have thought of this before, but I haven't found anything yet. We know George loves wordplay, and I could see him labeling Arya in relation to her family as the Silent Sister in some ways. I'm wondering how now if there's any clues in the text, but I hope you enjoy this raven as much as I did pondering it. Love the podcast. Faithfully, Sir Aaron."
Yeah, Sir Aaron. I'm a big Sir Aaron guy, clearly. Thanks for the raven. It was really good. I've never thought about this. And I got to tell you that a lot of things have been talked about this series as we've been waiting, what, almost a decade and a half for the next book. I have never heard this. I've never even considered this. And I like it for multiple reasons. Part of me really likes it because we were talking about the Hound last week, and we were talking about how Arya's very conflicted about how she feels about him. But the Hound, if we're right, has ended up as someone that's part of the faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of fitting if Arya went that way too. That would be a little bit of a link there, a little bit of a mirroring, which George loves. So I'm liking this. This is getting my gears turning.
Yeah, you know, we've always talked about, well, for starters, I think pretty much everyone can agree that it's very unlikely that Arya goes down the same path that she does in the show.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that is pretty unlikely. I've always liked the idea. I always when it comes to these like end games things, I always kind of like twists a little bit, you know.
Yeah, a little.
How do you twist it in a way like, oh, okay, but it still sort of makes sense. I've always thought that it would be like more fitting that Arya ends up like marrying something, and then Sansa's the one who actually goes the opposite route and goes like Arya's route, right? Mm-hmm. And then Sansa's the one who's like, "Nah, I'm good. I've had enough of this," and goes something else. And then, you know, you'd have to make that work. I don't know if there's enough time. Just something kind of like an interesting thing. But really, yeah. Arya is a character I don't really have any idea how she fits in to the end of the story and what her post life will look like, simply because there are too many factors, one of which Sir Aaron pointed out here, like Lady Stoneheart, that the show gives us no indication to possibly give us any idea where Arya could end up. I think we all agree that Arya is not going to be taking out whoever the final villain is.
I would definitely imagine not.
Yeah, right? So we know that she's probably also not going to end up taking out... I don't think she's going to be the one to take out Cersei. Don't think that's going to happen. If it's a more younger, beautiful queen, could be Dany, like we saw in the show. Could be Jaime. Could be Tyrion. Could be, who knows?
Could be Sansa.
Could be Sansa. But with the young Griff factor and Lady Stoneheart factor and Dany's arc possibly being different, the White Walkers being more of a threat, it just seems unlikely to me that Arya finds herself in a situation where she is taking out the final person.
Yeah.
And if she's not doing that, does she give up her faceless men thing? Like, what is her faceless men thing is going to lead her to something, which, excuse me, maybe that is ultimately going to end up being like something to do with Lady Stoneheart. But how does that have anything? How does her being a faceless man have her killing Lady Stoneheart? It's going to end up being something. It's just, what is it ultimately going to be that she, what's the thing she ends up killing with that?
Yeah. And one of the things that just kind of popped into my brain, we were talking about, how do you get Arya back to Westeros? We talked about that last week. Like, does she end up being with Tyrion and Dany somehow, which I thought was kind of a neat idea in many ways, because then you have three houses represented there that are pretty major. But also, Matt, it just kind of trickled into my head here, just thinking about where she's going. What if someone hires the Faceless Men and she's sent on that mission to Westeros?
That could be the case. And she's presented with like a situation where she has to kill, like what if she's hired and she's hired to kill Sansa?
Or what if she's hired to kill young Griff after he takes the capital and Cersei pays for a faceless man? Like that would be wild.
That actually, I haven't really thought about that, but that could be. That, I mean, that very well could be, how she gets over to Westeros.
Yeah, and I do think that Arya will see her mother again, well, whatever her mother has become. I feel like that's probably a good bet. And you're talking about, like, twists and stuff. I think the character arc that I'm seeing for Sansa is that she was someone who had a disillusion because knights weren't knights and the fairy tales weren't real. And now she's becoming a realist, and she's honestly going to become pretty cold, I think, by the end of the series. And she's willing to play the game, probably be more like Cersei than Cersei thinks that Cersei is, mm-hmm. than being a kind of, I don't want to call her foolish, but naive girl. Sure. Arya, you could argue, is a innocent little girl that ends up having to become a killer. But I don't think that is going to be the end game there. I don't think that's what George is going to do with the character. I just don't know what he's going to do with the character. And I know that that's apparently George's partner's favorite character. So I don't think Arya dies in the series. I really just don't see that happening. And in the original outline, like if we try to go back to the original outline that he set up, he was going to have her marry Jon Snow. That's not happening.
Right.
That's out of the window. So what do you do? The Silent Sister thing isn't a bad angle.
No. Yeah, because like the idea of her just being like, oh, you know, I'm just going to go travel west of Westeros. I don't know. It just doesn't.
No, it's trash.
Because part of that is that there's really nothing left for her to do. Right. And then Sansa's going to go be Queen of the North. Bran is king. They're just really, that almost feels like it just comes from the fact that there's just nothing for Arya to do.
And it does kind of coincide with what she ended up doing in the television show and the books, right? Like she went east to Braavos and she's kind of just been wandering around. And
right. And remember, so Gendry is also somewhat of a different character than he is in the show. Like 100%. Some of the stuff that they do with Gendry, they actually really do with is because Gendry is kind of, they combine him with Edric Storm a bit. And maybe Gendry won't be like offered Storm's End. Maybe that Edric Storm will get that.
Well, what if I'm just thinking about, you know, moving around, maybe meeting Lady Stoneheart again, whatever. What if she starts leading the Brotherhood Without Banners?
Could happen.
She already had an interaction with them earlier in the series. Yeah. And maybe they continue to exist in some form. And you know with them.
And you know who also could be a love interest for Arya? Especially maybe this was an idea for the 5-year jump is Edric Dane.
Oh yeah. I could see that.
Which like now you're talking, okay, well maybe her and Edric Dane and like, I mean, dude, it's just like, in theory, the 5-year time jump, I know originally George was thinking like her and John, but in theory, a 5-year time jump could have meant Arya and Edric Dane get together and they have a kid, right? You know, I mean, like, there's so much that could have happened. Arya could go to Winterfell, because if Arya comes back and that's not resolved, the Stannis, Ramsay, whatever, if that isn't resolved, then she might come back and be like, who's this Arya Stark at Winterfell? And she goes to Winterfell. She could be the one who kills Ramsay, and then she's sitting there.
Now, her killing Ramsay would be kind of interesting. I wouldn't put it past George to...
I would just say real quick, that if she were to kill like Ramsay and Roose Bolton, that would really make it would actually really fix the Harrenhal angle.
Yeah, or enhance it, right?
It would make it, it would definitely make it better. Because in the show, the whole thing is cool that it's Tywin instead, because it's like, wow, Tywin Lannister has Arya Stark in his grasp. And
Charles Dance.
He doesn't get it. Yeah. And like, I think we never view that as that's a big F up by the Lannisters. Because we always look at like, man, if Robin only did this, he would have won the war. I mean, if Tywin had only done that, if Tywin had only realized he had Arya Stark, he might still be alive.
But you know what they did instead? They just pretended like they had Arya Stark.
Right. They just pretended when they actually had her. So that could be something where she comes over and then she would know it's Jane Poole. But then it would also show Roose Bolton like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. like you were in Harrenhal.
Yeah, I would say there's reasons that Roose was chosen. I think most of it, if I had to guess, has already been resolved in the sense that Roose Bolton turned cloak on the Starks, and you get a lot of those hints while he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm sure if Charles Dance played Roose Bolton, they probably would have left it alone. I mean, Charles Dance is just incredible.
Plus, Arya being a faceless man, taking out the people who flay people, like, oh, we really know how to flay people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I'm thinking this sisterhood thing has legs. I think it does fit somewhat. And for lack of what she would end up doing, it certainly has to be considered. I think I like the idea of her being hired, before all this. I like the idea of her being hired, and that's how she gets back over in Westeros. I think that would be kind of neat. I think more likely she escapes the House of the Undying, and she just comes back to be Arya Stark. Like, that's a moment for her. I mean, that's almost certainly what will happen, but I wouldn't put it past George to have Arya be assassinating someone we don't want her to assassinate.
Yeah, I think so. And that could be the thing that causes her to, because in the show, it's kind of just like waif, and she's just like, all right, like, I'm sick of this BS.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of it. Right. She's like, okay, we're done with this.
I mean, Peter Baelish has access to some money. Could Peter Baelish end up hiring her to clean up some work to get him further up the ladder? And that's how her and Sansa get back to, I mean, that, like, there's a lot you could do there.
If that were how Peter Baelish died, if she comes over and kills Baelish.
I mean, I would be happy if he died. I'd be very happy if he died. I mean,
she kills Baelish in the show, but give us a way to make it. Give us a way to make it make more sense than just Baelish. Like, they just need.
It's time to go.
Off. Yeah,
it's time to go. What character?
Yeah. Okay. So now I haven't really talked about the idea of her being a silent sister a little bit. So I just want to quickly touch on that a little bit more before I move on to some other. I have some other comments from the Arya episode I thought I'd read. Yeah, you know, the idea of just kind of giving back. I mean, I don't know that she's going to join the Silent Sisters as like this idea of faith, although she is now serving a different god, right?
Yeah, she is.
So in a way, she is an agent of a god. And to some degree, that makes her, I guess, religious, you know? Well,
and to think about this, is that going to affect her when she sees her mother, who I think the idea is that the Seven have probably resurrected or wait, it's the Lord of Light. No, I'm
Lord
sorry.
Of Lord Light of Light has resurrected.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That has to affect her in some way. So that could lead to her becoming more of a religious person, possibly.
Sure.
I didn't think about that. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Somebody's gotta end Lady Stoneheart.
Oh man.
I mean, that's that we know that that's not surviving and towards the end. And so is it going to be Sansa? Is it going to be Arya? It makes more sense that Arya would run into her.
Does Lady Stoneheart give her life to breathe life into Sansa or Arya at some point? Like maybe. What would be wild if it was Jaime? That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Talk about a redemption.
And then another thing, you know, like the Brienne stuff, as we talked about in this chapter, Brienne is not even there for the Hound. So I don't think Brienne's going to have anything to do with Arya. Brienne may find, well, she will, Arya Stark in Winterfell and be like, this isn't the real one. Well, not that she would know, but.
Yeah, that's the other thing. She doesn't know. I do think early Winds of Winter, I think that gets the fake Arya Stark gets resolved. I don't see that lasting as long. And here's the other thing. If it gets resolved and John's like, this is not my sister, people are going to want to know where Arya Stark is.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw her get on a boat. Oh, where to? She was going to Braavos. Okay, we're sending someone to Braavos. Like you see, like no one's going to be like, oh, that's not Arya Stark. Oh, well, like everyone's going to be like, well, where is Arya Stark? Especially John, right? John's going to want to know. Yeah. Arya is a really fun character to consider. Like we spend a lot of time talking about other people, but Arya is
because she's mysterious. A wild card. And it's why it's what we say all the time. The whole like the young Griff and Stannis and eat up so much of the story being different that it's hard. Euron. Yeah, I just made a TikTok about Euron being potentially being the final boss. And a lot of people are like, wow, I guess I need to read the books. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's not backwoods Bam Margera in the books.
Yeah. So it changes the whole game. So I'm with you. I don't know. Yeah, I don't necessarily know about her becoming a silent sister, but I think something like that where she's like giving back at the end and she's just like helping people and she's just wants to fade into obscurity and just live her own life. I mean, which is somewhat similar. I just don't see it being like, I'm going west of Westeros. I just don't see.
And it's also very similar to John, right? Like John goes back to where he belongs. He feels like north of what was the wall.
Now he's just going north.
Well, hey, who's to say Arya and John, I don't think they're going to get together. Thank God, but they might go together like after.
Yeah.
If John lives.
He's going to live. That's not even a question.
Maybe.
Here's a question for you. What comes out first? Winds of Winter or the Jon Snow / Arya Stark, whatever the successor show is?
The successor show.
You think it's good? It hasn't even been written yet. Bro. We're like, if they started writing it today and they said it's greenlit, we're going forward, we wouldn't even see it for 3 years.
I think that tells you how I feel about the possibility of Winds. I've always said I've remained optimistic because hope doesn't cost me anything. And you know, whatever. It doesn't like ruin my life. And I don't feel like he's not going to write it, so I'm done with the series. I just don't feel that. I'm not big on endings anyways. So to me, I mean, just looking at it, reasonable. And another thing, I have never been excited about news or thought the release was coming in an attempt to like create fake hype or anything. That's never been the case. It's always been like I genuinely had hope or belief. And of course, I still hope that it comes out, but I don't think we'll see it. If we see it, it'll be something probably like a bulk of it's done. It'll be edited up and released way later if his estate decides to. I know George said he would never release it, but ultimately that's up to his estate.
It's getting released.
Yeah, it'll get released.
Tolkien
stuff.
That's that's my thing. I mean, you know, unless we end up in some sort of like nuclear war, which is entirely possible. I don't think that there's any way we don't see this story. This story will be finished, whether George is like involved in it or not.
I mean,
it's good. It's Pandem Rank, you know, Random Penguin House or whatever the heck they are. Penguin.
Yeah,
Random
they
House.
Want that money.
Oh, they'll just hire someone and say, just write us a story.
Yeah, and as long as his estate signs off on it, which, you know, you would think they won't, but Christopher Tolkien did it to his dad. So, you know, when someone's like, hey, there's about a $200 million benefit here, you're like, well.
Does he have grandkids who, like, don't care as much. You know what I mean? I mean, anybody involved.
I don't think George has any children, right?
I don't know.
I think his line goes with him. So I'm pretty sure.
So what's his estate?
His wife, and then I would imagine whoever his closest assistants are. So, oh my God, is it Ilio? And
then it's definitely getting released.
Oh man, God.
Or, you know, I mean, you never know, because like then something else may come along and people may view it as like the canon part of the story. I mean, I think a good example is like the Wizard of Oz and Wicked, right? Where it's now people pretty much unanimously view Wicked as part of the story of the Wizard of Oz.
Even if you though, wait 100 like, years,
clearly, public domain. Yeah. But clearly they weren't like written to be a thing together, but people sort of view it as the connective tissue.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I think that'd be far in the future though, like really far.
It just depends. I mean, God forbid, knock on wood, but like if George died tomorrow, I mean, he's old. I mean, I hope he doesn't. I mean, just in theory for timeline. That's why he's got to finish it, man. I mean,
yeah, and he wants to finish it.
Right? Yeah, and I know he does, but I mean, he's got to finish it because otherwise, I think that's the thing is otherwise somebody else will finish his story.
Yes, and
not like Brandon Sanderson did for Wheel of Time, where it was kind of like in collaboration. That's that my big worry with that, it would be, or they'll just view Game of Thrones.
A fun fact, actually, George was also on the list of finishing the Wheel of Time, but at that point, Robert Jordan felt like George had his own series going on.
Yeah,
like he had already established himself, and he wanted to. Give it to Brand. Brand was also just a massive fan. And I think actually was the right choice, to be honest. It's weird. One thing I've been thinking about for a while, and I've always disagreed with you on this, but I think I'm willing to accept that I no longer disagree with you on, is you've been saying like they're going to remake this show at some point. And I've always been like, I'm like, dude, there's no way. Like they just can't. I'll be dead honest. They're remaking Lord of the Rings trilogy now, supposedly. They're doing Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
It's all off the table.
No, it will get remade. There's no question.
It's on the table, rather. Yeah, yeah.
There's a world of opportunity out there beyond the typical 9-to-5 where purpose and grit come together, where the American spirit and ingenuity are welcomed in places that could really use your skills and your experience. We're talking about the Peace Corps, with volunteers living and working in communities around the globe. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough because it asks so much of you to dig deeper, get your hands dirty, and go that extra mile to rise to the occasion and meet challenges head on. And the love part? That comes from being part of something bigger than yourself, from building bonds that last a lifetime. It's knowing your hard work transformed lives, including your own. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still one of the toughest jobs you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries, learn about benefits, and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
We're
still a little too close for it to get to the
only give it like way, 20 more years.
The only way it doesn't get remade, I mean, eventually it'll definitely get remade, but the only way it doesn't get remade anytime soon is if you go the Star Wars route, where you, because like Star Wars hasn't been remade, but because they said, I mean, eventually it will, but the more successful shows you have in the franchise, where you say, well, this is the piece, and now we branch out and do this and this and this, and it's still very the key core piece of the whole thing, is that's the only way. Like if obviously Night of the Seven Kingdoms works, but if let's say they do a successor show and it's a huge hit, and it's like let's say it's like Next Generation for Star Trek, like they haven't had to remake. I don't know if they did or not. Fairly certain they never officially like remade the original Star Trek, but I'm not a Trekkie.
I don't know.
I'm not. So, but to my knowledge, I don't believe there is like an official like re. I mean, they
I'll
did.
You
the,
know if you're wrong.
But even the they kind of did with the J.J. Abrams movies, but they really said actually it's so good.
It's really good.
And the way they did it was genius, where they said actually, while this is a remake, it is actually still part of the story because it's like a branched timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so it still kind of connects both, which is a cool way to do it, which actually
you could do with brands.
You could do in this show.
You could
give us Game of Thrones without touching the original. So there's definitely ways to do it, but it just becomes more unlikely. Like Harry Potter was finished.
And well received, by the way. Like exactly. It is crazy to me they're remaking it this soon.
It's actually not.
I know it's not, but it is still.
It feels like, so I have started thinking about this a lot more when it comes to these remakes and remasters, especially like with video games and movies and all this stuff, right? Is we're like, man, it feels like they're doing Harry Potter again. But it didn't just come out.
Well, I know it didn't just come out.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
We're just old, and all these young kids, it'll be totally new to them because they never watched it.
And that'll be their Harry and their Hermione and stuff.
I know. It does feel weird. And so like the idea of them potentially ever redoing like Game of Thrones, which
I thought that you were totally dead wrong. I'm like, it never will happen. Like, could you imagine?
They will remake it at some point. Like, unless another it turns out to be like Star Wars, where you can build up enough things around it to where you
Star
don't
Wars is special to. Though. It's there's too many books and spinoff. Like, they have all the material to do that. I don't think that longevity exists in the Song of Ice and Fire universe, that at least with what's written, right?
I mean, House of the Dragon, yeah, we didn't particularly like the end of season two wasn't as good as we thought, but if season three comes out and it's pure fire, then
fire.
And Night of the Seven Kingdoms was really good too.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that there isn't ideas, but to go on for 40, 50 years.
Star Wars did.
I think Star Wars just has so much more content with the books. Like, there's so many goddamn books. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Not all of them are good, of course, but
some of those are still original stories. Like Mandalorian is an original story. It's not,
that's true.
It's not like Legends. They brought Legends used to be the
Boba Fett.
They've brought it into it. Sure. They brought it into it, but yeah. Yeah. And then even then there were all those stories beforehand, but none of them were like ever, they were video games, but they were never like movies and TV shows. And then Disney bought it, said, hey, we're recanonizing, but they still left them alone. Like, so that could happen if Paramount buys it. They could, not that they're going to, but they could say, we're going to go the same route that Disney did with Star Wars with Game of Thrones.
Yes, they could. There is one difference. Harry Potter was movies. And Lord of the Rings are movies. I believe the Lord of the Rings is going to be a TV show.
Yeah.
So they're doing it in a totally different format. Game of Thrones will not be made into movies. It's just way too big. Like,
yeah,
you'd have to have like 7 movies, 3 hours. It's just not. I actually don't think it would be a good idea at all. But that's the difference. It would be making a television show completely over again. I think that is still very likely because of the cash cow that it is. Also, I've seen so many people talk about a season 9, like they're going to bring everybody. No, that's done.
Like, it would be like this Jon Snow show, which apparently they're kicking again, or this Arya Stark show. It'll be a successor show, but it won't. It would be like
they're not bringing everybody back.
Like Better Call Saul is really like a prequel, but you know what I mean? Like
it's something a subset like of the cast. It's a subset of the cast. And now that might happen. I'm talking about a proper season 9. I've heard people go on and on and on about it. It's not going to happen. It's way more likely to be remade than that. Could you imagine another Tyrion, though, not being Peter Dinklage? Like, I don't want it. I don't want it, dude.
I'm even looking here at a big list of things to be like, has anything ever been, what are like actual remakes that have been good of like big shows? I mean, you think more sitcoms come to mind, right? Like, I don't know, like Dallas, you know, I mean, that was like a big show, man, in the 70s. And then they tried to redo it. You know, but then some are like continuations, like Dexter, like that was a continuation, right? I think, I don't know enough about Dexter, you know, obviously like Cheers into Frasier. Then they try to bring Frasier back. It's flopped. Still, man, that one still hurts me, but,
I think tie-in spinoffs, like that's all pretty natural.
Like Battlestar Galactica, they redid that. And that was pretty successful.
People love it. I am specifically so curious about a remake. And I, like I said, I was on like one less than 1% chance for the last probably year that we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. And now the way streaming's gone, for better or for worse, I think it's for the worse. I absolutely think it'll get remade. It's so huge. If they'll remake Lord of the Rings, they'll do anything. Like, here's the thing, dude. This is what
there's nothing. Well, the thing with Lord of the Rings, like you said, there's nowhere else for them to go.
Yeah, and also, to be honest,
aren't they also planning a new movie? They want to do like the Scouring of the Shire.
I don't know. Are they?
Yeah, isn't like Stephen Colbert is helping write it with Peter Jackson?
Something? I heard that, and I was like, "What are we doing?"
Well, dude? He was in one of the movies. He was in.
I don't care. It's gonna be terrible.
You think? I mean, what if it's not?
I'll give it a fair shake, but I am not optimistic that Stephen Colbert is going to write the next epic Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry.
I don't necessarily know that he's writing it. He might just be like helping produce it because he loves it. I mean,
being a consultant's a much different thing than writing it, which I think they said writing. I'm pretty sure they said writing it.
Yeah, but you and I both know sometimes it's like people get credited as writing it, but also you're adapting something. So like if you're adapting something, that's really even more different than writing it, because that's what made Game of Thrones so good in the first few seasons, because it's not like Dan and Dave were writing it, they were adapting it.
Yeah, adaptation,
which they were great at
for a while. I think their adaptation of Dorne in books 4 and 5 are pretty bad.
We agree with that.
I guess here's the thing that is puzzling about all this, and probably why people are so negative about this stuff. I think what you said is the most valid thing, is like a new generation for a new generation. Like, that actually makes a lot of sense. And I'm not against that. But the thing is, like, the Lord of the Rings movie holds up, like, those movies hold up so well, minus a little slow motion stuff that was really popular back then. It's horrible now. But the Harry Potter movies, like, really hold up. I'm not saying that. Like, there's stuff that sucks about them, whatever.
Especially like the first few, like the CGI and stuff.
Yeah, Goblet of Fire's terrible. But they're still so well received. And I do think the Game of Thrones show is going to age very well. And this is the puzzling thing about all of it, like not just Game of Thrones, whatever. It's just like, it would be one thing if it was out of date, right? Black and white. Or horrific. Well,
yeah, but I mean, but it, like, we might see it in like what would have to happen would be, let's say they finish House of the Dragon, which I think regardless is going to end at worst okay. It'll be an okay show.
I still think
House of the Dragon is going to end up being good, and I think people are going to be totally shocked and love the last two seasons, because the first season was kind of the weird time jump thing. The second season, okay. You know, there's some production stuff, but the last half of that story is straight gas. Okay.
Season 3 is going to be ridiculous.
Season 3 and 4 are going to be ridiculous. I mean, even if it's like average for Game of Thrones, just the story and what happens is insane.
And to that point, just real quick about this universe that they're building out, I do think that like it's really good to have Duncan Egg, which is much more of a quieter, tighter show. And if you want the spectacle, go watch House of the Dragon.
Sure. But let's just say they finish that. They finish House of the Dragon, and then whatever the next project is, tanks. And then they try to do the revival, and it tanks. Now you found yourself in a situation where you're like, okay, now we should reboot it. Because I think that's where Harry Potter is. And I think that's one of the reasons they're redoing it, is because had the Fantastic Beasts movies been good, that you could have gone like the Star Wars route and build it out. And because then they did Hogwarts Legacy, the game, and it was it's like one of the best selling video games of ever. So it's like, clearly you could make a story out of that. There are stories that you could go, but even like Cursed Child, I think it fucking sucks. I'm sorry. I think it sucks. The people are like totally split on it. I think it's stupid. I think it's terrible. I think it's straight trash. I'll be dead serious. I think it's one of the worst things ever added to any story ever.
Get her.
I think it's worse than the Fantastic Beasts.
Damn.
Those movies were bad.
Good. I'm glad you're going at it. I'm glad.
That's just how I feel. If you like it, that's fine. I have no problem with that. there are people out there that think The Last Jedi is a good movie. I disagree
with I liked it, but I have no stock in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I thought the battle choreography was absolutely fantastic. But I don't know. I don't care about Star Wars. So, right. Like, I'm not watching it with any investment, right?
Sure.
I'm there for the thrills and whatever. But anyways, and I don't want to make this all about Harry Potter, but dude, what are they going to do with Harry Potter World? Like, all of the original actors are baked into the rides.
Yeah, you just leave it. Because the show is not going to be bigger than the movies. Like, but it doesn't. But it doesn't have to be.
But what if now we? And also, Matt, these people, regardless, these people who are growing up now, these kids, they're eventually going to be adults and go to Harry Potter World. They're going to have to switch to the new cast because that's what they're going to know.
Well, that's fine. Then you do. Then you just do.
But
that.
it's just like such a weird thing. It's very odd.
I don't go to those resorts, so I don't know.
I went once. I gotta say, it was very.
I did go to Harry Potter World once.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly cool, but I've never been to Disney. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't like Harry Potter.
Disney adult.
Well, I mean, I don't like Disney either. I think Disney's a shithole for the most part, but I don't even like Harry Potter. Like, I think J.K. Rowling's an abomination and she's an idiot. But to say that, like, what they've done is. I wish there was a Red Keep, Flea Bottom. You know what I mean? Like at that level. Can you
imagine Game of Thrones?
I'd cry.
Universal thing.
Oh, I'd cry.
You just get
but we'll never get
people's heads off, and you know.
Oh, go get drunk with the Hound, like dude.
Oh yeah.
Come on now.
It'd be ridiculous.
I would love it so very much.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was a little detour there. So let's, no, you're fine. We have a few more comments here on that RE episode, but it brings in it. Sorry. I got a throat thing today. I don't know what's going on. Swimmer's ear. I had the swimmer's ear.
I was just about to say it's swimmer's
and
ear.
Then I know, but then it kind of like affected my sinuses and I feel, you know, towards the end of being sick, you know, it's just like, then you start coughing a bunch and.
If you have problems and you feel it spreading, the best thing to do is to stick your finger in your belly button and do circles because it's all connected to your
What?
That used to be like the old like thought is that everything's connected to your belly button.
I've never heard that in my life.
You've never heard that?
Never once heard
that. Oh, bro. Bro.
Gee, man. What kind of black magic freaking
aren't you married to a nurse?
I will ask her. And
ask
I...
her, say...
I cannot imagine that is at whatsoever. What she
everything's
would.
Connected to the bell button and pee is in the balls.
Okay. Back on topic here. Some more comments about the Aria thing. We'll dive into here. So college chemistry tutorials. I love this guy.
It's great.
He's great. Just because he's I love goat. That. That's what he does, but he's always on here. But so, you know, check out his, you're into chemistry and in college, check it out. So he says, greetings, gentlemen. He has some points about it. He says, the TV series scene also gave us what I consider to be the best line I've ever heard in TV when Arya says, they killed Lami. And the Hound replies, what the fuck's a Lami? I agree. It's so ridiculous. It's
terrific.
Oh, it's so good. He says, I also agree with Sir Matt. While I understand the descriptions and connects with Lightbringer being associated with John from his chapters, the Hound being Lightbringer can make so much sense to me. It's not going to happen. I've just always loved the idea of it being like yeah. We always expect it. Again, twists.
We always have a pet theory.
Yeah.
The difference between you and the crazy people is that if it doesn't come true, you're not going to swear off the series.
Well, the thing is that we like the problem is for us, the super fans. We already know the big twist, which is R plus L equals J. A lot of people have no clue.
It's true. There are some people who have no idea.
Who have no idea that that's the thing. Or like people watching Game of Thrones the first time would have, I remember when Teresa got to it and she was like, oh, I had like not, but they don't drop enough hints to where you're, unless you're really paying attention to the show. Yeah. It's not like the book where there's like, it's way more baked in.
I agree. And I'll tell you another thing that the books do far better is making Rhaegar a big deal. Rhaegar's shadow is cast all over the books, mentioned all the time, and people's thought. Ned Stark thinks
about a gavel there. What?
Yeah, I'm just wielding it over here. I'm gonna bang my head.
You're just You're dropping the hammer? Is that
I'm the judge segment? Of canon. I get to decide what's canon or not.
Is that for your YouTube?
I did a trial episode for episode 100. It's like these stupid props I buy, and then I'm like, what do I do with them? I have the little thing here.
Episode one, I thought I was supposed to be on episode 100 because that was episode one.
I mean, it's already over. I already did 100. Well, you didn't watch it,
clearly. I haven't been on Chatting with Nuts in like a year.
Dude, there haven't been many people on Chatting with Nuts.
Because you've been so busy. That's fine. You and I talk every week. It's, you know.
Yeah, I get all my favorite book stuff here. Everything else I read is disappointing. Rhaegar has a way bigger shadow in the books. And I actually think that the R plus L equals J, while it was nuts, okay, I remember people who were just show watchers being like, oh, yeah, that's just, they were like, okay. Didn't connect it. They didn't give a shit. Like, Hodor was the moment that people were we're going to get that in the book, right? Or a version of it. But R plus L equals J is massive in the book. Way more impactful.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the execution. Well, I don't know about the execution, but the implication of it is massive.
Yeah. I agree. Let's continue on here, just finishing these out. So he goes on, he says, finally, for the Hound story arc, you touched upon what him perhaps reuniting with Sansa. Here's my crackpot tinfoil hat theory. We know the heads of House Lannister are gone, Tywin and Kevin, and the story continues. House Lannister is wiped out. A vassal of House Lannister is appointed Wardens of the West, House Clegane. The Hound kills his brother, then is Lord of Casterly Rock, then marries Sansa. Again, the scenario plays out in my Song of Ice and Fire head. Just thanks again thank you for sure, Jimmy, for the book recommendations. Because we remember we did kind of go on a book tangent.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's a wild one. Not completely implausible.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'd have to do the math because she's supposed to marry somebody from or be potentially betrothed to somebody from House Targaryen.
Yeah.
I don't see her getting in another forceful marriage.
I hope not.
And the idea of her choosing to marry, I don't know. But I could see House Clegane potentially like swearing its loyalty to Sansa if she becomes like queen in the north before a bunch of dust hasn't settled yet, and Sansa is like, depending on how the Young Griff stuff goes, like if she doesn't unite with him or anything, and Cersei, like if she ends up getting crowned queen in the north before some of that stuff goes down, then maybe like House Clegane swears to Sansa, right? I mean, you could have that, and then who also knows where their ties to the Vale. So, yeah, I do think we will get a reunion, kind of like with Son. I think they're going to see each other again, whether it's Sandor. He's going to see certainly Arya or Sandor, and then another one from somebody who also comments a bunch, which is Cynic Cults says Arya killing the Tickler feels like justice, but does repeating his torture questions suggest she's becoming what she hates?
100%. And that's why I said it. If you really think about it, it's kind of a horrifying scene because you're watching her go further down this murderous rabbit hole. And she's also, I think, realizing that it's not super fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Though she does seem to kind of enjoy it. But not if sparing the Hound, I think, is cope with her being like, it's even worse. I don't buy that. I don't think she wanted to kill the Hound by the end of it. So this comment's spot on. Yeah
Agreed. Okay. I think that might be it for us today, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be a short episode because we were both tied up and we ended up talking for 43 minutes, which is fine. That's great.
Yeah, I actually like these episodes where we kind of just go on random, right? Like we start talking about adaptations and stuff. I know there's a lot of people that only want to talk about the books, and I am 99% of the time a book person.
Sure. But sometimes we need these episodes, just a little.
Yeah. Yeah. A
little break, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
From the fun structure. Yeah, it's fun to not be analyzing, but more so just be, reacting to things around us, especially TV stuff. Yeah.
But that's okay. But next week we will be back and we'll be into Samwell 4. Wow, reread that today. That was
Samwell's awesome, dude.
I have a lot of notes, actually. So next week.
Hell yeah.
Let me dive into that.
Samwell's one of the most underrated. He put some respect on his name.
I will. Well, hey, Sam the Slayer. That's what we're talking about.
The goat.
He says for the 100th time, it was the Dragon Glass, not me. It might have been you.
Yeah, it might not have been the tool.
Yeah, he might be the shield that guards the Relic Man.
Could you imagine? Maybe he's Dawn.
That'd be sick.
For sort of the more. I'm so tired.
I can tell. That's okay. So, guys, with that, hey, if you like our podcast, don't forget us. I'm taking the outro. If you don't like it, don't forget to subscribe, like us, write a review. By the way, those are huge on iTunes. Leave a comment or send us a raven at btkcast@gmail.com. We will see you next time. And remember that winter is coming.